Good morning, everybody. Welcome. We're so glad you're with us today. Those of you who are joining us at home, great big old welcome to you. Thank you for joining us. You will want to have your Bibles, a home hymnal if you've got one there, and also piece of bread and a cup of juice, because we're going to be doing communion together in just a few minutes. Thank you all for coming to being in the Lord's house today. I trust that you have come out this day prepared to receive a blessing and to worship your Lord. And we've done the preparatory work to do that, to come into his presence and to know that we are meeting this day with the Most High God of heaven and earth. And we will hear from him today. I'm looking forward to some wonderful music together and to be blessed in that way. I'm going to invite you to find your hymnal with me this morning in the pew rack right out front of you, and go over to number 82 with me, 82 in your red hymnal. And when you have found it, please stand with me. Let us sing together. Those of you joining us at home, when you hear the organ music playing, we're going to be singing the hymn entitled, O Come, Let Us Adore Him. Stand with me. Let's worship. Let's sing. Would you find your pew Bible with me if you can? And let's all be on the same page and the same version this morning as we read scripture together. We're going to be reading as a congregation 1 John chapter 1 and the first four verses that you find there as you turn to the text. It is on page 1898, if that's easier for you to find it that way. And those of you joining us at home, please follow along and read along with us. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Together, let's read God's word. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we've seen it, and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you that which we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. Let's pray together. Gracious Lord, we draw into your presence this day in this very holy place, this set-apart place, this place where we come together as a community of believers to worship you, to hear from you, to proclaim you as the one who is worthy of all of our worship, our adoration. Lord, may your name be magnified and exalted in this place today, amongst the church family, in our hearts, O Lord. Father, thank you for being with us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for giving unto us a Redeemer, a Savior. I thank you, Lord, that while we were once still yet sinners and separated from you, that Christ Jesus died on our behalf. Oh, Lord, we are a blessed people. Receive our worship this day, Lord. We give it to you with hearts overflowing with thanksgiving, and in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated, friends. Does everybody have their communion cups with them? All right, if you do not have a communion cup, would you just quickly raise your hand, and our ushers will bring some to you. I want to make sure that everybody does have the communion cup, because we're coming to that part of our service right now. I wanted to share with you a little story that I came across this week as a sort of a communion meditation, a little communion devotional before we go into Scripture and before we actually participate in the bread and the cup. True story. Listen. Near the end of World War II, behind the enemy lines in Nazi Germany, there were prison camps where American soldiers were kept. And in this one camp, they were not well fed and they were starving, thin, discouraged, and wondering if they would ever go home again or see another Christmas with their families. And the Nazi guards watched them behind the fences with their downcast faces and their slumped over shoulders, scarcely speaking even to each other. But suddenly one morning, everything had changed, it seemed. They were still behind the fences. They were still not well fed. They were still very sick. And the guards noticed that they were happy. They were smiling. They were talking. And they were gathering in little huddles. Every now and then you could hear a hoot from somewheres. The guards had no idea what was going on. A little transistor radio had been smuggled in. And the American POWs heard the news that the Allied forces had landed. They had triumphed. They were moving steadfastly inland, and it could be just days before their rescue, because liberation was happening. And the point of that little story is the power of news. Nothing had changed except the news. And news had awakened hope. And as we think of the Advent story, and when the news was delivered to the field shepherds, remember the account in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, we read this. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And that news about that person would change everything. The good news that was available 2,000 years ago, that good news of this Jesus is still available today. That all who would turn from their evil ways, all who would turn from their sin and turn to Him in a heart of repentance and come to Christ and Christ alone and the cross and the work that was done there on our behalf can know life eternal through Jesus the Son. That is the good news that was delivered to the field shepherds 2,000 years ago. And it's the same news, it's the same gospel we proclaim to all today, that in Christ Jesus there can be the forgiveness of sins. There can be restoration with the Most High God. Praise the name of the Lord. The Apostle Paul put it this way to the ancient church at Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Love this verse. It says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich." And we have that grand exchange that took place. He who was without sin, holy and righteous in every way, would actually become sin on our behalf. Not that he sinned in his own. He did not do that. He was perfect. He was the perfect Lamb of God. But he became sin so that you and I can become the very righteousness of God in him. So today, when the Father looks upon us, he sees a people declared innocent in his holy sight. Praise the name of the Lord. This first Sunday in the month of December, there is a very unique juxtaposition going on here, because we consider both with regards to the first advent of Jesus, his coming in the form of a small child, yet at the very same time, we have the elements of the communion meal, which points us towards the end of his earthly ministry, points us to a cross and a work that was done there, his body that was broken on our behalf, his shed blood, that which cleanses us from all unrighteousness, the blood of the new covenant, heaven's divine detergent that cleanses us from all of our sins, doesn't cover our sins like the blood of bulls and goats, doesn't cover our sins, it takes them away, so that we are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. And that's what we're going to be doing right now. So with cup in hand and bread in hand, can we pray together? Can we prepare for what we're about to do here during our communion meal? We're going to remember together that which was given to us through Mary's little lamb. His name was Jesus, and he went to a cross, and there he provided life eternal for us. And for that, we will remember, we will celebrate, and we will give praise to our Lord as we remember this act. Because also in doing this, we remember according to Scripture that he's coming again. Because remember, he told us that he would not drink of the fruit of the vine until he would do it with us in his Father's kingdom. So this Jesus who came the first time as Mary's infant babe, this Jesus is coming again. He will be a mighty conqueror. And we remember that also as we celebrate the communion meal. Can I pray for us? We'll read Scripture, and then we will eat and we will drink. Lord, we thank you for the good news. The good news that has visited our hearts and our lives. We thank you for the Savior who gave of himself so that today, by faith, through his amazing grace, we can have life eternal and real life today, life to the full. And Lord, as we prepare to celebrate the communion meal, as we eat of the bread, as we drink of the cup, Lord, I pray that we would be a prepared people. For we know that this simple yet profoundly holy act is a reminder to us of the extent of your grace and your love for us, Lord. And we will remember that right now. So let us eat and let us drink together, and we'll do so in the name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. Listen to the the Word of God one more time. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after the supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." So that is what we do right now. So with bread and cup in hands, dear friends, together now as a family, let us eat, let us drink. Let's sing our doxology together. Would you please stand with me? If you do need the words, it's on page 625 in your hymnal, but I think you've got them memorized already just fine. Let's sing our doxology together. Ushers, would you join me up front at this time? We take up our morning offering, our opportunity now to walk in obedience to the scriptures. We have that example in the New Testament church of believers who have set aside, predetermined already set aside, what they have prayed about and what they have designated they are going to give unto the Lord. We do this according to scripture with, if you can believe it, with hilarious joy. Amen. Not grudgingly, not God having to pry it out of our hands, but with the attitude of what Paul tells the Corinthians, hilasmos, hilarious giving. So as the offering plate comes before your family today, as you worship the Lord, do so with joyful hearts, a smile on your face, maybe even a little laugh. Let's pray together. Gracious Lord, you have blessed us so abundantly, so richly. Every day we are recipients of amazing grace. And Lord, we give to you. Oh Lord, not that you would ever have need of anything that we possess, but we know that all that is ours has come from you. It is a gift from you, Lord. And Lord, for the very best gift of all, whose name is Jesus, we give you praise and thanks and worship. Lord, receive the gifts of the saints this day as they give to you with joy for the continuance of the ministry of the gospel and the kingdom venture that you have tasked us with. Lord, I just pray that you would use these gifts always to the glory of your name. Bless these families, O Lord. Bless their gifts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, before I introduce the Spencer family to you this morning, very quickly, two very quick announcements. You'll notice in your bulletin that there is a need for workers in our junior church program. If this is something you might be able to assist us with, to be a part of a rotating, it's not something you do every week, but a rotating list of servants to serve and to minister in that program. If this is something that you might consider, would you? I ask that you pray about that. There are the names of three ladies in your bulletin who would be the key individuals to make contact with if you could help in this way. And all I ask is that you would pray about it rather than thinking, well, somebody else will do it. Maybe we start with self. Lord, is this something you would have for me to consider? And then get in touch with the ladies at that point. You'll notice as you exit the sanctuary today, usually the first Sunday of the month, we have our deacons' love offering plate back there. There's a plate back there, but it's not for our deacons' fund today. We want to give a love offering to the Spencer family before they exit today, and that plate back there is for that purpose. If you still want to give to the deacons' fund, you can do so next week if you'd like, but just didn't want to have too many offering plates before you today. I want to be mindful of that. But before we send them away today, we want to be generous with them and for the blessing that they have been to us today and for so many years. Jim, how long have we known each other now? It's been a good many years, probably a good part of 10 years now. So that you have been coming and visiting with us. And I remember all those times that big old bus was parked in the parking lot, and you were so faithfully here ministering to the church family with your family. So I was excited to hear that they had, for now anyways, moved to New Hampshire from the Wichita area. And how cool is that? What a blessing that is to us to be able to have them in such close proximity. We had breakfast together a month and a half ago or so, and took out our calendars and talked concert. And we've never had them during this time of year before. It's traditionally been during the spring, summer months. Usually the summer months. And we thought, well, you know what? It's December. We're coming to Christmas. How about some Christmas music? So we planned today on our calendars. So with that being said, thank you all for being with us today. What a blessing you always are to me and to our church family, the Spencer family. Welcome, friend.
Thank you,
Brother. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to be here with you all. Again, thank you, Pastor, very much for just arranging this. And yeah, we are thrilled to live not too far away for at least a season of our lives and ministry. And we have so enjoyed every opportunity we've had to be with you all over these last several years. And again, this is the building and the church amongst whom I came to know Christ as a young boy at 10 years old. And so the Lord has brought us back to New England, new for our family, for my kids and my wife, but coming back home in a sense. And so we're thrilled in that. You're going to notice this morning that it's already been mentioned this morning that one of our key vocalists isn't here with us, Grace. But she got married, and she's living about 3.5 hours away in Maine. And we're thrilled for her and her husband, Alex. We wish they could have been here this morning, but that didn't work out this morning. So we hope you'll put up with us, with the rest of us. No, actually, what we want to do this morning and what we're doing with our Christmas concerts this season is we really just want to accompany you. And as you lift your voices before the Lord this morning, and as we do that together. So every song should be a familiar Christmas hymn or song, and we just pray that you will lift your voices before the Lord together this morning, that we could together celebrate the glorious birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'd like to begin, if we could, by Pastor already read from Luke 2. And what we would love to do this morning, kind of woven throughout our singing, is to go back about 2,000 years and to visit the shepherds in the field and the circumstances around the birth of Christ, our Savior. So if you would, for our first song, and just before we sing that, would you stand together and could we read together aloud? I think we've got this passage up on the screen, and could we read from Luke 2 together, and then we'll sing. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Amen? Amen. So, good news of great joy. So could we sing together right now, "Joy to the World"?
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and
seated. Well, Before we continue to sing, let me just introduce everybody who's up here in case we haven't met. I know I met one gentleman who said he's just been here for a little while, and maybe just before we came and visited a little while back. So maybe we've never met before. So just in case, I'm Jim. Down here on the end is Jacob, our third son, fourth child. And then Aiden is our oldest son on banjo. And then Samuel is our third child here on drums, percussion. And then Phoebe gets to kind of, you graduated into Grace's place, right? So this is Phoebe as well. And we're sorry the rest of our family couldn't be here, but my wife Nikki sends her greetings. And then the ones at home are, let's start from, we have Lydia. Where's Lydia? She's back there with my mom and my brother Dan, and what a blessing to see you guys this morning. Lydia's back there, and Ben is back there. Ben will be up in just a little bit. And at home is Anna and Kara and Josiah and Chloe and Julia and Will are the rest. So they all send their greetings, and again, what a joy to be here with you. Well, let's continue to sing about the birth of our Savior, and let me get set here, and thank you for singing out. You guys sound great this morning. Let's sing God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, the blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. Now that sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas around doth it face. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, shepherds watch, I keep.
The Lord for that baby born, as Pastor shared already this morning. If there were not the manger, there would not be the cross, right? Praise the Lord that Jesus humbled himself, took on humanity, which was humility enough for God. Right? Took on humanity as a babe in the humble circumstances of the cattle stall and walked upon this earth without sin. He who knew no sin became sin for us. Praise the Lord. And he went to the cross. And again, I'm only sharing again what pastors already shared this morning, right? That went to the cross, not as a sinner, as a spotless lamb, but Scripture says he took our sins upon himself and bore God's wrath against sin in his body as our substitute, in our place. Scripture says the wages of sin, we are all sinners, right? Scripture says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Praise the Lord. The greatest gift that we could ever receive. And isn't this such a wonderful time of the year where really all we're doing is reflecting what God has done for us in our gift giving and receiving, right? Reflecting what God has done for us in Christ. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Amen. And I just want to encourage you this morning, if you are here, if you have not yet placed your faith in Christ, who died on the cross, who shed his blood for us, Scripture says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It's only through Jesus that we can come to the Father and be forgiven, reconciled to God, made righteous through Jesus and his blood shed for us. And he died, he was buried, but it doesn't end there, right? He rose from the dead. And because he lives, all who will believe in Jesus as their Savior have the hope, the assurance of eternal life with him forever and ever and ever. Not the death, separation from God in hell that we deserve. So could I urge you this morning, if you have not yet believed in Jesus Christ as your Savior, right where you sit this morning, would you have a change of mind about your sin? Where it may be as you walked in the door this morning, your sin up till now has been lovely to you, has been something that you have held on to with pleasure. But as you hear what your sin cost Emmanuel, God with us, his life, his blood shed for us, that's what we deserve. But Jesus did that for us on the cross so that we don't have to endure God's wrath. He did that for us. Would you this morning see your sin the way that God sees it? Our sin is a stench in the nostrils of holy, holy, holy God. He is so perfectly righteous, but he's so gracious and loving that he would make a way for us to be reconciled to him. And this morning, if you have not already, right where you sit, would you turn from your sin and your unbelief and place your faith in Jesus Christ this morning? Believe it in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, Scripture says. It's that simple. Believe. Believe in Jesus, the Savior who was born in Bethlehem. Well, we'd like to sing about the life of Christ in this next hymn. And hopefully we do it justice, because someone already mentioned this morning they were looking forward to hearing Grace sing this. And I understand, because I wish I was hearing Grace sing it as well. And she usually sings this song for us. So we've kind of keyed it a little bit differently, that hopefully we can sing together as a congregation. Hopefully we'll do this okay. But we love this hymn. We've probably sang it when we've been here before. We would do it in the summers as well all year long, because we love this hymn, "Oh, Sing a Song of Bethlehem." And what we love about this hymn is that it not only sings about the birth of Jesus, it takes us through the life of Christ. So let's rejoice in Jesus Christ just now and try singing together. So really, you're singing in place of Grace this morning. So we're excited about that. Let's sing, "Oh, Sing a Song of Bethlehem."
Oh, sing a song of Bethlehem, of shepherds watching there, and of the news that came to them from angels in the all the world today.
That hymn, O Sing a Song of Bethlehem. Have you heard it before? Have you sung it before? Great. We love that. Well, we want to sing a peppy little song here for a moment, but we need some help with this. And do you guys know the song Come On Ring Those Bells? You do? Great. All right. Wonderful. And I appreciate your exuberance about it. Wonderful. Hey, where's Ben? Ben, can you come on up? Ben's going to come up and give us some help. So Ben is our youngest son. And so if you'll show other kids what to do, just grab a bell. And I think we'll just gather right down there, Ben, where you are, right in front of the table there, if that's okay. So now we don't want Ben to be up here all by himself, do we? We need to build this choir a little bit, okay? And we need some more bell ringers. So we'd like all you kids to come up, if you would, and join us. Just come on up right now and grab a bell out of the box, and we'll ring the bells together, and we'll sing together. Come on, ring those bells. I see some more kids out there. Come on, would you come? And any seasoned kids that want to come up, you're welcome to do that too. So we'll take adults as well. But we'll have a lot of fun singing this song, I think. So, all right, there we go. Now we're complete, I think. So, yeah, grab bells if you would. Okay. Now we wouldn't be a real choir if we didn't practice, right? So, can you guys try ringing the bells for us? Ring them real loud. Ring the bells. All right. So that's what we need during this song. And I think we're all practiced up and ready to go. You can stomp your foot or do anything else that you want. Friday night at our concert, there was a little girl standing next to me, and all of a sudden she just started lifting her knee and pounding her foot, and then the girl over here started doing it as well. So don't be afraid to tap your foot if you'd like to as well. Let's sing together, Come On, Ring Those Bells.
Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus, we remember this, your birthday. Jesus, we remember this, your birthday. Jesus, we remember this, your
great job, you guys. You are fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on that. We give them one more hand. Good job. Great job. All right. Well, let's go back to the shepherds again and read a little bit more of Scripture together. You can remain seated this time, but let's pick up with this narrative in Luke. Would you read together aloud? And this will be a sign for you. Wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. We're about to sing Silent Night. Holy night. It was a holy night, wasn't it? That first night that Jesus was on the earth as God incarnate, Emmanuel. It was a set apart night. It was a night like no other. It was a birth like no other. For he was born of the Virgin Mary, conceived of the Holy Spirit. He was God with us. And this pastor said, it changed the world, right? The hope for us was born. We might have redemption, forgiveness of sins, eternal life. Praise the Lord for that silent night. If it was silent, but we know it was a holy night.
Silent night. Holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly side, glory stream.
Dawn of redeeming grace. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Would you continue to rejoice in that holy night, in the birth of our Savior? Would you stand together for this next song? And let's sing together that modern day hymn written by the modern day hymn writers, the Gettys. Beautiful hymn that again sings of the life of Christ and of his birth and his death, burial, and resurrection. Let's rejoice together in what God has done for us in Christ. Let's worship together and sing in Christ alone.
Sin.
bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me.
Amen? Amen? Amen. In Christ alone. Would you stay standing and let's just sing together.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
You can be seated. We're just going to sing one more song together this morning. I should mention, before I forget, as always, just so you know, if you still use CDs, our CD table is out there in the foyer. All of our music is available online, so you can find it on Spotify or wherever you might listen to music online. But if you'd like CDs, maybe it's a gift or just CDs for yourself, our CD table is out there, and it works the way, we just want to explain how our table works so you know. And so the way our table works is we don't charge for anything at the table. So there's a little box there at the table, and if you want to leave a gift for items that you might take from the table, you're welcome to do that. At the same time, we don't ever want finances to stand in the way of anyone having things from that table that they'd like to have. So please freely avail yourself of what is there, and we just pray that it would be a blessing to you. Well, why don't we finish this morning by going back again to the shepherds. There's more to the story. And Let's pick up in verse 17. Let's read together. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told him. I love that. The shepherds, it started out with fear, right? When the angel appeared to them. But now they're going back from seeing the baby Jesus, right? Doing what? Glorifying and praising God. And I just wanted us to consider as we wrap up this morning, as we think about that precious holy night of Jesus' birth, and as we think about our own rejoicing and celebrating this Christmas season, wouldn't we be remiss if we just kind of kept that to ourselves? If we just huddled away in our homes and didn't tell anyone about it? And so as we wrap up this morning, I just wanted to encourage us, as we hear that the shepherds went away praising and glorifying God, may we do that not only in our homes, but in the streets, in the marketplace, right? Among our families that we gather with this Christmas, anywhere the Lord gives us opportunity. Oh, may we rejoice and speak of the Savior and of the good news. May the gospel of Jesus Christ be on the forefront of our minds and on our lips this Christmas season. Grab some good tracts and keep them with you. And as you're out at the grocery store or your workplace, just hand one to someone and say, here's a gift for you. I'd like to share with you this gift. It changed my life. I want to share it with you. Look for opportunities to speak of Christ, to praise him among others who might not know him. And share what God has done. Share that gift that they might come to know Jesus as their Savior too. Amen? So some of the songs that we sing together as the church are songs that we sing to the Lord. Oh, can you grab that? Sorry. We sing to the Lord, right? Thank you. In praise of him. And then there are songs that we sing to one another as well, right? And we're called to do that. Sing to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, right? And so this is one of those songs. It's meant to be sung to each other and as an encouragement to go, to tell the good news, right? That's what Jesus told his disciples, right? Just before he ascended, he said, go into all the world and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And what? Lo, I am with you even to the end of the age. So may God be with you and bless you as you proclaim Christ this Christmas season. And let's encourage one another in that as we close by singing, Go Tell It on the Mountain. So would you stand together? Clap your hands. I think Pastor's going to come up just after we sing this song. But let's sing to one another, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and down. hills and everywhere go. Tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere go. Tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. That Jesus Christ is born.
Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for having us this morning.
Thank you for blessing us again. What a great way to start off the week, isn't it? Great way to start off the day, and a great way to start off the week. And as you exit today, friends, please do remember there's an offering plate in the back of the sanctuary. I believe it's there. If you'd like to write out a love gift to the Spencers, and you have a checkbook, just make it out to True Memorial. We'll make sure that everything finds its way to them. We do still accept cash, and so as you leave today, be a blessing to them. Give generously. Visit their table as you exit today. There's a track rack out there also. Fill up on those if you need to. We want to make those available to you. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She'll bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had written by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today, friends. Go in joy, thanksgiving, and in his blessed name, you're dismissed. Amen.